Hi everybody, this is Heather Poduska and welcome to the class. Today we are going to be talking about how to position yourself as a high value expert. Last week we talked about niche and target audience, and today is really an extension of that work. You'll find as we move along through all of this content that we're building step by step. So everything we do today is based on the work that we've done last week, the day before that, because building a business and a brand from the foundation up is what separates you from most people, because you have a clear understanding of how you want to show up, what your values are, and everything is aligned. And you're going to find as we move forward and we start working on other things like your programs and your services and your business, that this will be so incredibly helpful to have done it in this way. So today, we're going to be focusing on how to position yourself as a high-value expert. Now that you know what it is you do to uniquely solve your clients' burning problems, you need to think about how you can communicate that value to your audience. Right? Today we're going to be looking at the two sides of the coin of positioning, because it's one thing to understand your niche. It's one thing to understand your target audience. But positioning really has to do with expressing your value and being able to charge the fees that you want to charge, to separate yourself from the pack, to really establish your place in the market so that you're seen as the go-to person that you want to be seen as. You're seen as owning your lane and giving great value. So the first thing is we're going to look at how you're positioned in the marketplace in comparison to your competitors. And the second thing is how you value yourself, which is probably even more important. We often undervalue ourselves and ask for way too little. And if you don't value yourself, no one else will either. If you don't say, this is what I'm worth, the market's not going to say, hey, you know what, we're going to pay you more than you asked for because we see your value. That's not how it works. You have to declare your value. You have to take a stand for what you contribute. So much of what you get paid, the clients you attract, and the opportunities you get to showcase your talent in is directly linked to your self-worth. I know that's tricky, and sometimes it's an uncomfortable conversation, but it's crucial that you stand in your value. No one else is going to do it for you. We definitely get more comfortable and confident as our experience grows, as our expertise gets stronger, but sometimes all we really need to do to step up to the next level is make the decision that we're going to do that. Gulp, because I know that that's something that, you know, especially as women, we're not always taught to do that, to just decide, hey, you know what, I'm worth this. So today we're going to reinforce your belief muscle. We're going to dig into your value, and we're going to dig up proof that you are worth every penny that you ask for. So first, we're going to start this process by looking at your competition. And I believe really the only person you're in competition with is yourself, but you still need to have a sense of the market landscape so you can understand where you fit in and where you can stand out. So we're going to look at a couple of examples about this, okay? Let's take an example of a stylist. Say you were a hairdresser, hairstylist. There might be 10 other stylists. I mean, I know the town that I live in, there's a stylist, there's a hair salon on every corner. So why would someone choose you? And why would they maybe pay you twice as much as someone just down the street? That's something you really want to think about. And if you don't know the answer, your clients, your potential clients, won't know the answer either. So the first thing you need to know in order to differentiate yourself is who the competition actually is, or what is out there in the market. What you do may be offered by other people who have your exact same job, your exact same title, or they may be related or maybe in unrelated fields. For example, if you were a plastic surgeon, your competitors might not necessarily only be other plastic surgeons, especially now we have, sort of meta spas. So your competitors might be a spa, It might be a walk-in mall salon where they give Botox injections. So it might not be just other massage therapists. It might not be other health coaches. If you were a health coach, you know, another competitor of yours might be a chiropractor. It might be a Whole Foods market. You know, it really, you have to think about the whole landscape. So the first part of your templates, and you should have two of them for today, is really looking at who your competitors. So I want you to take a minute and list all the people, all the companies, all the organizations that you can think of that are either your direct or indirect competitors. So they can be individuals, they can have the exact same product that you have, or they might have something slightly different. So think about who they are, and you can name companies, or you can name individual people, right? So if you're a business coach, you could have competitors that were, you could have a psychotherapist as a competitor, right? If you do mindset work in your business, you could have an intuitive coach as a competitor. You could have another business coach as a competitor. You could have a meditation expert as a competitor. So really think about all the different ways, because you want to see the landscape and understand where you fit in and where you can stand out. So now we're going to look at the list and think about what makes you unique. What differentiates you and makes you stand out from the list? So look at your templates, look at the worksheets, and we're going to ask the following questions. How are you different from the majority of the people on that list? So for me, I can give you an example that for brand strategists, for image consultants, all those different things, I'm also an opera singer. So I have, you know, 30 years experience performing on stage. I was a competitive storyteller in high school. I've done all kinds of competitions. I've done piano competitions, singing competitions. I've been in musicals. I've been in operas. I've been in, you know, low-budget movies. I have all of this performance experience. So that's one of the things that differentiates me from other business coaches, other brand strategists, even other image consultants. But what is it for you? Do you have any additional training or education? For example, you might be a financial planner who has an additional training in theater, or you might have a special skill and the ability to calm children. I know a professional organizer who also has a PhD in biochemistry, right? So she's very analytical, and she takes a scientific approach to her work in organizing things. You know, you have to be very, very thorough when you're a scientist. So what immediate things pop to mind when you're looking at that list? How are you different? Okay, the next set of questions are, so the first one is really about your professional differences. Right? Are there any certifications, education? I'm a certified brand strategist. I am certified as an image consultant from the London Image Institute. I have a master's degree in vocal performance, right? I mean, those are all, like, all these certifications. So you might have some unique I'm certified to coach soccer, just as an aside. So any certifications or training, special professional experiences that you have. The next one is your unique personal attributes. How do your personal attributes separate you from the norm? Are you really funny? Are you in an industry that's kind of more traditional and maybe more analytical, and you just happen to be funny, like a funny dentist? Or are you very efficient and streamlined as an interior decorator? Are you sophisticated in a field where most people are laid back and casual? Or do you have a unique combination of personal attributes? And again, I'll use myself as an example. I have the side that is very sophisticated. I like to be polished. My image is polished. I wear gowns when I perform. I speak many languages, blah, blah, blah. But I also swear a lot in my personal life. I have sort of a funny, like, you know, warped sense of humor, very laid back in a lot of ways. And those kinds of things, when they mix together, make kind of a unique combination. So what is it for you? What are your unique combinations, or what any unique personal attribute? Maybe you're a very calming person. If you are, I need your number, because I'm kind of high strung. Okay, the next thing. What do you do that others don't do in your field? What service do you provide that others in your field don't provide? Do you provide extra touches in your business, like follow-up phone calls? There's a local insurance company where I live that gives free social media seminars to all its clients. It has nothing to do with insurance, but they give it as an aside for their clients because they know a lot of people are interested in that. So is there something special that you do in your business, some service, some extra bonus that you give to your clients as a result of working with you? All right. Okay. What intangibles do your clients get with working with you that they don't get from your competitors? Again, this is a softer quality. I know that when I'm speaking and working with people, I tend to get them really jazzed and really pumped up, and they leave like their calls. They're like, yes, I can do that. I can go out and conquer the world. So that's sort of an intangible. I don't necessarily put that in my marketing. Maybe I should, but it's sort of an intangible. Or is there some way that your clients feel very heard? You know, or do they know that when they go to you, they're going to get the truth? Or do they know that you have empathy? Have you been through something? Have you been through some, you know, where the rubber meets the road? I mean, some serious stuff in your life. Do they know that you get them, that you've been there, that you can appreciate on a deep level their perspective and what they're going through? So that might be something. And then is there any unique way that you present the solutions or information that's different from the norm in your industry? You know, it might be that you do live workshops when everybody else is doing online. Or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe everybody in your niche is doing online or doing live and you're doing online. Or maybe everybody is doing video and you're doing email or whatever it is. Is there some unique way that you present the information? I have a friend who is she's a healer and an intuitive coach. She does spiritual healing, and she also happens to be a professional clown with the whole thing. And she's very funny, obviously, very, very funny and very good with kids. And she prevents, you know, I know a lot of spiritual healers, but not all of them are professional clowns. So is there any unique way that you present the information? And then, do you go above and beyond in some way in your field? Some people are just super, super, super service-oriented, and they give so much value. Is there some way that you do that? And then, are there any unique hobbies or passions that you have that would be interesting to your clients? And then how do you let your clients get to know you in ways that your competitors don't, right? This is a really good thing if you are in a more traditional industry. Say you're a financial planner or a lawyer. You know, sometimes those industries have really strict regulations on what they can do in their marketing. But if there are other ways that you can let people see behind the curtain, that's really, really cool too. So maybe you, in another part of your life, have a skill like you're a ballet dancer or you're an avid sailor. Remember, people buy from people, not corporations. They like the face. They know the face. And then now we're going to talk about the value proposition, right? So all of those things are characteristics or awards or certifications, but what do they mean to your clients? Why should someone work with you as opposed to someone else? If you were shopping for someone in your field, why should they choose you? I really want you to think about that. And take the third person objective. If you were going to sell yourself to someone else, you know, if you were going to say, oh, Susan, you should really meet my friend Jen, who's this amazing life coach, health coach. She is so fantastic because she has a loving edge. She is so smart, and she's so nurturing and so caring, but she will tell you what you need to hear so that you can get the results that you want. She's fantastic. So how would you describe what you do so that someone should buy with you as opposed to someone else? It's something that other people are not doing. Okay. So a positioning statement. We're going to take some of the things that you've just thought about. What differentiates me from other, you know, professional speakers, personal safety defense experts, health coaches, business coaches, relationship coaches? What differentiates me from whoever who provide similar services is that I give my clients whatever it is by doing blank, right? I give my clients really spot-on performance training by reaching into my bag and my experience of being on stage for 30 years. And the reason people should want to work with me is if they want to be in the spotlight, if they want to feel confident, if they want to feel like they are on fire when they're on stage and can be authentic and really communicate their message in a clear and powerful way, then yeah, heck yeah, they better call me because I've got what they need, baby. Right? And that's how you should be. You should feel like, hell yeah, you should want to work with me, and here's why. Cool. So that brings me to the next thing that I want to talk about with you. And there's an example. So I have an example of some written example in that template of why someone would want to work with me. So just use that as a guide for yourself. But the other thing is about your value. And it's about the results that you deliver your clients. And I was talking about this at the beginning. It's a decision that you are worth what you are asking for. And positioning yourself of saying, yes, I do take ownership of my brilliance. And that has to come across in your messaging, in the way that you show up visually, right? You cannot show up, and to borrow a word from Oprah, you can't show up like a schlumpadink in the way you look, in your website, in your social media presence, and say, I'm a rock star. It don't work like that. You have to show up looking like a rock star. So that is definitely part of positioning. Get high-resolution pictures. Have your photos professionally done. Get your image together. We're going to talk about this stuff later. But it is a huge part of positioning. People buy with their eyes. People buy with their eyes, and they see you before they hear you. That's what my voice teacher used to say to me. When you walk on stage, you could have a glorious high C, but if you walk on and you don't look like you have a glorious high C, you're shooting yourself in the foot. You're having to overcome an obstacle that's not necessary. So give yourself a fighting chance, right? Look as on brand, as professional, as polished as you possibly can with your resources so that when people see you, they say, whoa, who's she? You know, I'm going to tell this story again later, but I worked with a client and she came to me for VIP image consulting, and she was nervous about her image. She didn't like to shop, blah, blah, blah. And we put together something. She looked so smoking hot, and I was with her at a networking event. It was a million-dollar breakfast event, and she had on this blue leopard print dress. And, okay, I get that that's not everybody's thing. I'm not saying it is. But I was standing with her in this ballroom of, like, I don't know, 300 people. We were chatting, and this woman bolts across the ballroom, zigzagging in between these tables, and walks right up to us, walks right up to my client and says, I don't know who you are or what you do, but I saw you from across the room and I knew I had to come and talk to you. You look fabulous. So that's positioning. Okay, that is part of positioning, looking the part that you are trying to portray. But the other part of it is having the courage, the cojones, okay, to take ownership of that. And it, being able to stand up there and wear that blue leopard print dress, being able to stand up in your marketing, when you're speaking, when you're on a sales call and saying, yes, this is what I do, this is what I charge, and I'm worth it. You know, the old Clairol commercial, I'm worth it, right? Part of that is really taking ownership of your positioning and taking ownership of your value. And part of it is your pricing. You know, I had, I did a market research a few years ago when I was first, you know, I wasn't just starting out. I'd been in business for a little while. But I was doing some branding research, and I asked the question to, you know, on social media and in my marketing. I said, if you know me at all, could you respond with three words that you think describe me? Just to get some branding, you know, branding perspective. And I got some words back, you know, talented or sophisticated, blah, blah, blah. And I was reading through them, and one of them really struck me. And I was like, oh, my God. This woman or person, it might not have been a woman, wrote me and said, Heather, you know, I don't know you so well, but I found you online last year, and I saw on your website that you had an hour coaching session that was $97. And this was when I kind of first started out. She said, I saw that, and when I saw that it was $97, I knew you didn't have enough experience for me to work with you. I want you to really hear that, because I may have been the perfect person for her to work with. You know, she may have wanted performance experience, and even though I was new to business, I'd had, you know, decades of performance experience, but it didn't show, my expertise didn't show in my pricing. And I lost a potential high-paying client because I undervalued myself. So your pricing is also part of your positioning. And you can look at the market, you can look to the left, to the right, and make a decision on your pricing that way. But you're basing your pricing on other people's neuroses, right? They're dealing with their own money story and their own value issues. So I don't encourage you to base your pricing only on what the market is doing. You have to take ownership of your own value. So one of the ways that we do this is to make a brag list. Okay. Now, even though we've gone through some of these exercises, it's still hard for people to really embrace and talk about their brilliance. They feel like it's bragging. So we are going to bust through this hesitancy because in order to be a leader, to be seen as the leader that you want to be seen as and to command the fees that you want to command, people need to buy into the idea that you are the best choice for them. And here's a secret. Your audience wants you to be awesome. You know, when I was singing, you know, the auditioners, they sit there all day long. They hear hundreds of singers, and they are just waiting for that person to walk in and own the room because they don't want to sit there and listen to mediocre people. And your audience is waiting. They are looking for the best solution. They want you to be incredible. So we want you to show up as incredible as well. So the last piece of your homework is going to be to make a brag list. I want you to write down anything that you can think of that you have done in your life that's an achievement that you're proud of, that took a lot of work, that people compliment you on, any results, any spectacular results you've gotten in your business for your clients. You can use this to enhance your positioning statement and refer back to it whenever you start to waver in your confidence, or whether you're wavering in your confidence in raising your fees, in your sales calls, trying to close somebody, going after a speaking gig, or any other opportunity. So I'm going to tell you a positioning story of someone I worked with a couple years ago, and she was really already a star. She is an abstract painter, but a nationally recognized abstract painter, master teacher, professional artist who had her own studio in New Mexico. And she came to me because she was attracting clients who were, like stay-at-home moms or retirees who wanted to explore art, which was totally fine. They were paying her. But she wanted to attract artists who wanted to have professional artistic careers and be in major galleries around the country and around the world. And I said, well, what experience do you have? Where have you, you know, tell me some of your important accomplishments that you've done. And she named a few of them, and they were impressive. And I said, listen, you know, I feel like you may have more that you, she said, I don't know if I really want to talk about it. It doesn't seem that big a deal. And I said, listen, go home, write a list of everything that you've done, and come back, and we'll look at it. And she went back, and she came back with her list, and I was like, what the? She was the only American who was in a juried show with Prince Philip of England. She has had solo showings in New York City. She lectures in galleries and museums around the country in abstract art, and her pieces have been commissioned by the NSA in Washington, D.C., and they hang in the NSA, and she currently does not have the security clearance to go see her work at the NSA. This woman is a rock star. So we had to really incorporate that positioning into her marketing. And I was so thrilled to get a testimonial from her about 4 months ago. And it said, you know, because of the work I did with Heather, I crossed a six-figure mark in my business. And I was like, you know, we really didn't have to do that much. It was already there. But she wasn't riding on her positioning. She was hiding. So I really want you to use this week's homework to build yourself up. Think about your accomplishments. Even if it's not directly what you're doing now, it's important for you to have that in your back pocket. Okay, so that was today's content for how to position yourself as a high-value expert. I'm going to open up the lines now and see if you guys have any questions. Hey, guys.
Hey, Heather. It's Jen.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm glad you made it. So how was that for you? Any ahas or questions?
You know, one of the I had a initial call with someone this morning, and we talked for a while, and she kept saying to me, she's like, "Oh my God, it's like you're reading my mind." And I was like, "Okay, so you know, it's nice. Like I know I have that intuitive quality." It was nice for her to be like, yes, you're hitting exactly those buttons. And she wasn't even really saying anything. I would just kind of go, can I ask you a question to explore this a little bit just so I understand? And she's like, yes, that's it. That's it. So it's almost like the ability to hear what people are saying, but to decipher it a little bit more for them so that they're getting clearer. But it's really for me to get clearer, even though it's really for them to get clearer. So I like being able to do that, you know, because it reminds me that that is not something that other people do as much.
That's right. Right.
And that's a good point.
I was just going to say that something that comes really easily or naturally for you, other people, you know, you take it for granted. You might not see the value that the way other people see it.
Right.
And, but there is immense value in it.
Yes. Yeah.
So when you think about your positioning, think about what results, what ripple effect results does having that skill provide your clients? What is going to happen in her or his life as a result of that talent that you have? What is the value of that?
I think one of the values is, for example, with this woman, is helping her connect the dots and see how things are related for her.
Okay, so then what does that mean? So let's take that a step further. So say she connects the dots and she sees how things are related for her. How does that change her life?
Well, it changes her life in that I believe it empowers her to make choices and see how those choices will then get her different results.
Okay, so I like what you're saying, but it's a little bit jargony. I want you to put a specific result. What is specifically she going to be able to do different? How specifically is her life going to change by making those different decisions?
She will be less stressed.
She'll be less stressed.
Yeah.
Happier?
Happier. She is, again, we were on the phone for 45 minutes, so I don't really know her, but just from what I took from the conversation is she is I seem to be attracting these very type A, extremely driven people who want it all, want to work hard for it. They like to work hard, and they just feel like something's lacking. And so it's almost, and balance is a very hard word for me. It's not because I think we're always in flux, but being able to take care of yourself a little bit, like even if you have to schedule that time, because these are people who want to work all the time because they like the results they get, they feed off of it. And so being able to say, oh, it's okay if I take a hot bath, or whatever self-care might mean to you, or it's okay if I take a walk, even if I'm not networking during the walk, you know? So for them to understand that those pieces will help you propel in your business.
Okay, so
well.
Now, okay, you just said the piece that I'm most interested in,
okay.
Right? So always, so what's in it for them? If I'm going to hire you,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to be about because I have more options. It may be, but are you going to help me have less stress? Am I going to make more money? Am I going to be more efficient? Am I going to be happier in my work?
Yep.
Yes. But people buy results.
Right, exactly. So that's a great point. So one of the pieces that we touched base on today was she, from a health perspective, she's works out and she's tiny. And so she's like, I don't need to lose weight, but I live off of caffeine and I don't eat well all day. And her job is to perform. She is a trainer and she needs to be on when she's with her clients because she's with them for 2 days straight. And so when I can relate it to her business, if she wants to be on her A game, which she does, what does she need to do to fuel her body best so that she's on her A game? Which is important to her because she knows she'll burn out this way.
Right, to be a top performer. So that might be, I help my clients be top performers, right?
And she also has three kids.
Mm-hmm.
So she has a full-time business and three kids, and she wants to also be a top performer as a mommy. And be available.
Right.
Result-oriented, yeah.
Right. But also the result-oriented, but also why are you really good at your job, Jen? Those are the differentiators and the positioning. Because it is about the results, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's about the soft things, too. So I was kind of digging to the results. But people are going to want to work with you, not because you're a business, but because of who you are.
Yeah.
It was what we were talking about the other day when we were talking about, the edge, right? I mean, the soft edge, the nurturing edge, right?
Yeah, the loving edge, yep.
The loving edge, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the more you can lean into your authenticity, because that, your expertise and your authenticity is the magic cocktail of positioning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because even if someone does exactly the same thing that you do and gets the same results, there is no one else like you.
Correct. Yep. I was thinking about it. I jumped on the call like 10 minutes into your call today, but I was thinking I have, aside from the experience and the training and the certifications and all that, I'm extremely empathetic. I'm very loving. I use a lot of humor. I'm pretty casual.
One of the things about when I was talking about image.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about this later, but you want to be the best version of who you are authentically. So you don't want, for your positioning, you don't want to show up as somebody you're not and not overly glamorous if that's not your brand, right?
Right.
If your brand is cash and laid back, that's exactly who you should be.
Right.
And soft and feminine and natural. I mean, I know that you have lots of sides to you, but, that sensual side of you, I know that's there. But I know.
Yeah.
So just think about that in your positioning as well.
Okay.
I know you're thinking about getting new pictures and things like that, but just we want to stay true to who you are.
I do want to stay true to who I am. And I'm finding, the one funny thing about these people who are coming to me now.
Yeah.
Who are kind of coming to me through two referral sources. So it doesn't surprise me because they're all in the same industry. And
mm-hmm.
they are very driven implementers of this specific training program for businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a small group of them, and my name is now linked in with a couple of them. So I'm getting referrals, which is lovely.
Yeah.
And they are very different than me. And so the conversation, I've had it now twice, especially with the women. The men are different because they're men.
Mm-hmm.
But with the women who are in this industry, and they are real go-getters, really, you know, high-powered women. I'm trying to be very authentic with that because they even say, I have a lot of male energy. I will say to them, I am a lot of female energy. And you need to know that.
Uh-huh.
I am a lot of female energy. And so I hear and respect you. But you're seeking out coaching for a reason. You need to know as a coach that my role with you might be to have you explore that side of you a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
if you want.
Well, it makes complete sense that if they're really driven, they're probably looking for a soft place to land.
Exactly. And At first I was feeling like I couldn't be that authentic, my authentic self with them because I didn't want to not have them as a client because I loved them. But now
mm-hmm.
I'm realizing they have to know, because that is not my nature to be a high-powered executive in a company. And most of them have been very high-powered executives in companies. And so I never crossed my mind to be one of those people. So I'm a very different kind of person. And
mm-hmm.
How do I help? How would I help them for what they're looking for? But they're coming to me because they're feeling out of whack. And is this a piece mm-hmm. that's lacking in their lives?
Mm-hmm.
So when
you think about the other people, the landscape mm-hmm. that they might go to, who else might they go to for the kind of support that you're giving them? Where else might they go?
Well, what I'm hearing is they actually don't have anyone to go to.
Mm.
Because what they're finding is in the community that they're a part of now, they're with other very driven men and women, which they love because
mm-hmm.
it's their tribe. They found their people that speak the mm-hmm. same language. Their spouses don't completely understand them.
Mm.
And especially from the women, their girlfriends, they have nothing in common with anymore.
Mm.
And it's the same thing. I'm hearing it over and over again. And I'm like, wow, this is really intriguing because their friends are only talking about reality television, so they don't match them anymore. Their
mm-hmm.
husbands tend to not be as driven as them, so there's a disconnect. And then they have their tribe of implementers who do the same thing as them, and they love it, but and they get support from there, but it's really, those are their business buddies.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I'm in a very unique position.
I'm just thinking, yeah. So I think it's like you just go back and listen to the recording and go back and listen to what you just said, because
okay.
that should be your marketing.
Okay.
And
okay.
anytime you can use exactly the words without making it gen words, but make it exactly the words that your clients are telling you, and you say that back to them, like if your word might be hubby and they say spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they say, whatever their words are, how they understand it. But
mm-hmm.
I think your positioning then can be exactly what you just said. You know, there's no one out there that gets it. You've grown, you've shifted, and you are, you know, you're a hardcore individual, but you need a soft place to land to sort this out.
Mm. Okay. I'm just writing that down.
But listen to what you said, because I think that's Heather speak too. So listen
yeah.
to what you said, and if that's how they said it, then use that.
Yeah.
You know, if they're looking for, I mean, the other thing about it though, in terms of your brand, is you're a smart cookie. You're not just, you know, off in the clouds somewhere. So it's loving edge is there too, and I'm sure that they appreciate that too.
Well, I definitely am clear about that in my conversation. I don't have a problem with the conversations when I speak to people. It's more in my how I say it on paper.
Yeah, well, then say just what you just said, right?
Yeah. Like your copy.
Exactly.
I don't even look at my website anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to look at it. So, okay. No, that was really interesting. Is Trish on the call today?
I don't hear her. Mm-mm.
I don't know
where she is.
I don't know. Yeah, good. Good.
Good. Anything else? You're good?
Yeah, I am good. I am good.
Go
I
ahead.
Do need to go back and to listen to the recording. How do I do that?
It'll be up. So it's not going to be up as soon as I hang up, but I put up the recordings from the last three. Just checking to see. Yep, they're there. Oh, wait, that's a double. They're there. The last three classes are there. So,
okay.
After I'll have to download. It'll probably be up by tomorrow, probably.
Oh, no problem. Okay.
If I can get it up later this afternoon, I'll do that. But then you can go back and listen.
Okay, fantastic.
Excellent. Everything's going well so far?
Yes. Yeah. Things are going
good.
Well.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, so tomorrow then we're going to be working on putting everything together. We're doing this in layers and steps and at all in doing it this way so that we can start to put the language together, like just what we were talking about.
Great.
Okay?
Yes, that's what I'm looking forward to that.
Excellent. Okay, so we'll talk tomorrow then.
Okay. I'll speak to you.
Okay, thanks, Jen.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Heather.